Falo Elele, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Akalofa Lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Morning, Talofalava. Praise the Lord for the gift of this new day. And welcome to all our beautiful listeners. This is Te Ama Pacifica Health Community Radio Program on Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Maloni, Talofalava, Maloelele, Nisambula Vinaka, Fakalofalahiatu, Kia Orana, Kia Ora Tatu Katoa, and warm Pacific greetings to you all. This is Falefanga Malo, Mele Mele Puka. I am your host and information presenter on Te Ama Pacifica Health Community Radio Program today. Our purpose is to have a voice for all Pacifica on air, dedicated specifically to raise awareness, to promote and enhance the quality of community-based services to all our Pacifica people and Aina right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And Te Ama aim to achieve this through providing and sharing relevant information that will actually help and make a difference to our lives each and every day. And as we have done it in the past, we will also bring you the right and best people to share and to deliver the message and the services they provide to help uplift our Pacific communities. Right here, exclusively on Te Ama Community Radio, Planet FM 104.6, or stream online anywhere in the world on www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Welcome to you all, and it is time for Te Ama Talanoa. Praise the Lord for the gift of life, the air that we breathe, rain and sunshine. It's been a bit raining lately, isn't it? Not almost every day, but hey, praise the Lord for the rain and for the water that we do need, especially farmers. Trees, flowers, they bloom in our gardens. Birds that are singing on the trees, they wake me up every morning, actually. Thank you, Father in heaven. You are our creator, good, loving, and faithful always. If atalofatu li mamalu lat pasika le ne taya matamofie, and as we do, we will start our program with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you in Jesus' name for your love and blessings upon us all. We thank you for your faithfulness in providing for all our needs and protecting us and our families from harm and danger. Please forgive us our sins and heal us from all sickness. Father, is there anyone who is suffering from COVID-19? Please, dear Lord, heal those people wherever they may be for your glory. Bless all the radio staff, Planet FM, technicians, and their families. I thank you for your many blessings and for answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Maybe more, ay. And some nights I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out, ay. Hit me with his best shot, knock me down.
Hey, come on.
But I'm still standing after all I've been through.
Yes, sir.
I survived it all and it's because of you.
Salafalava, Maluani, welcome back to Yama Pacifica Health Community Radio, and we'll continue with information as we present it to you each week. Starting with Advent message to sanctify body and soul. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper. 3 John 2. God's purpose for his children is that they shall grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ. In order to do this, they must use aright every power of mind, soul, and body. They cannot afford to waste any mental or physical strength. The question of how to preserve the health is one of primary importance. When we study this question in the fear of God, we shall learn that it is best for both our physical health and our spiritual advancement to observe simplicity in diet. Let us patiently study this question. We need knowledge and judgment in order to move wisely in this matter. Nature's laws are not to be resisted, but obeyed. Those who have received instruction regarding the evils of the use of flesh meat, tea and coffee, and rich and unhealthful food preparations, and who are determined to make a covenant with God by sacrifice, will not continue to indulge their appetite for food that they know to be unhealthful. God demands that the appetite be cleansed, and that self-denial be practiced in regard to those things which are not good. This is a work that will have to be done before his people can stand before him, a perfected people. The remnant people of God must be a converted people. The presentation of this message is to result in a conversion and sanctification of souls. We are to feel the power of the Spirit of God in this movement. This is a wonderful, definite message. It means everything to the receiver, and it is to be proclaimed with a loud cry. We must have a true, abiding faith that this message will go forth with increasing importance till the close of time. A solemn responsibility rests upon those who know the truth, that all their works shall correspond with their faith, and that their lives shall be refined and sanctified, and they be prepared for the work that must rapidly be done in these closing days of the message. They have no time or strength to spend in the indulgence of appetite. The world should come to us now with impelling earnestness. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the present, from the presence of the Lord. And this is from the Review and Herald of February 24th.
1910. My folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. Only by his grace, his mercy, his favor, 'cause I know I don't deserve all the love he showed me, how he let me know he never gonna leave my side. Saved my soul when I was just a sinner left in the cold. Gave me a second chance, saved me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help. You wanna know why I love him like I do? Cause when my enemy said I was through, he took me from the bottom and put me on the top. He laid his hands on me, now I can't be stopped. I do.
Yama Pacifica Health, welcome back to you, all our beautiful listeners. Continuing on, higher powers to control physical nature. Everyone who competes for the prize is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. 1 Corinthians 9:25-27. The progress of reform depends upon a clear recognition of fundamental truth. While on the one hand, danger lurks in a narrow philosophy and a hard, cold orthodoxy, on the other hand, there is great danger in a careless liberalism. The foundation of all enduring reform is the law of God. We are to present in clear, distinct lines the need of obeying this law. Its principles must be kept before the people. They are as everlasting and inexorable as God himself. What the most deplorable effects of the original apostasy was that people lost the power of self-control. Only as this power is regained can there be real progress. The body is the only medium through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character. Hence, it is that the adversary of souls directs his temptation to the enfeebling and degrading of the physical powers. His success here means the surrender to evil of the whole being. The tendencies of our physical nature, unless under the dominion of a high power, will surely work ruin and death. The body is to be brought into subjection. The higher powers of the being are to rule. The passions are to be controlled by the will, which is itself to be under the control of God. The kingly power of reason, sanctified by divine grace, is to bear sway in our life. The requirements of God must be brought home to the conscience. Men and women must be awakened to the duty of self-mastery, the need of purity, freedom from every depraving appetite and defiling habit. They need to be impressed with the fact that all their powers of mind and body are the gift of God and are to be preserved in the best possible condition for his service. In that ancient ritual, which was the gospel and symbol, no blemished offering could be brought to God's altar. The sacrifice that was to represent Christ must be spotless. The word of God points to this as an illustration of what his children are to be, a living sacrifice, holy and without blemish. This is from the Ministry of Healing, page 129 to 130.
What do you think about Jesus? Give me Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus. He's my reason for living. He's my source of survival. is my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. When all my friends forsake me, looks like hope is lost. I call the name of Jesus, and all my future lies. When my soul is cast down and my will is dark, he softly comes and whisper, child, your future is bright. He's my reason for living. He's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the evening. Oh, oh. Every minute of the day, got to have Jesus. He's my reason for living. He's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Come now, when my friends are gone, you give me Jesus. I got no food on my table, give me Jesus. I got no shoes on my feet, you give me Jesus. No roof over my head, give me Jesus. No clothes on my body, give me Jesus. My parents are gone, give me Jesus. Friends forsake me, you give me Jesus. I got no money in my pocket, give me Jesus. Recession in the hill, you give me Jesus. World is living in fear, give me Jesus. He's my reason for living. He's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening. Every minute of the day, gotta have Jesus. He's my reason for living. He's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. I give me Jesus. I give me Jesus. Jesus, I'm oppressed on every side. Give me Jesus. I'm cast down. Give me Jesus. Perplexed on every side. Give me Jesus. I've been persecuted, but give me Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. Oh, you gotta give me Jesus. Jesus in the morning, yeah. Jesus in the evening, yeah. Jesus in the midnight. I gotta have Jesus. You give me Jesus. I give me Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Wonderful lover, Malo Lee, welcome back again, continuing on with our information sharing this morning. Next one, we're going to hear Learning to Cry. Studies show that women cry 30 to 60 times a year, while men cry 6 to 17 times per year. However, there is no difference between genders until adolescence, indicating that emotional tears are a learned response. Another study showed that infants pick up cues about how to cry from their parents' language. French infants tend to wail with a rising pitch, while German infants cry with a falling pitch. After viewing the abominations of the city of Jerusalem, Ezekiel sees six men with weapons come into the temple, one of whom also carries a water's ink horn. The Lord instructs this man to put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations in the city. Ezekiel 9, verse 4. He then instructs the other five to follow behind and kill everyone who isn't given the mark. This idea that God's people mourn over the sins of others is repeated through scripture. The psalmist records, rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. Psalm 119, verse 136. Jeremiah, expecting the people might not turn from their wickedness, said, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Jeremiah 13:17. The reason for these holy tears is twofold. Not only has God's law been violated, but the sinners will soon suffer the consequences. When Jesus wept over Jerusalem, this was his lament. If you had known the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you. Luke 19:42-43. Jesus was warning that his people refused to know him and that they would soon suffer the consequences of rejecting him. Ultimately, Jesus wants his followers to learn to make his tears for his people their own. A Bible text for this one, mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. That is from Lamentations 3:48.
I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. He's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because mm-hmm. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible. Not based on ownership, I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me.
Peace of mind. joy it is to be alive. To get another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance. To get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Oh, what a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful. Merciful, wonderful.
Hello, honey. Welcome back again. This is Dharma Pacifica Health Community Radio Program. Continuing on, nutritious diet important for intellectual vigor. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel 1, verse 8. The human intellect must gain expansion and vigor and acuteness and activity. It must be taxed to do hard work or it will become weak and inefficient. Brain power is required to think most earnestly. It must be put to the stretch to solve hard problems and master them. Else the mind decreases in power and aptitude. To think. The mind must invent, work, and wrestle in order to give hardness and vigor to the intellect. And if the physical organs are not kept in the most healthful condition by substantial nourishing food, the brain does not receive its portion of nutrition to work. Daniel understood this, and he brought himself to a plain, simple, nutritious diet and refused the luxuries of the king's table. The desserts which take so much time to prepare are, many of them, detrimental to health. Solid food requiring mastication will be far better than mush or liquid food. I dwell upon this as essential. The intellect is to be kept thoroughly awake with new earnest, wholehearted good. How is it to be done? The power of the Holy Spirit must purify the thought and cleanse the soul of its immoral defilement. Defiling habits not only abase the soul, but debase the intellect. Memory suffers laid on the altar of base, hurtful practices. When teachers and learners shall consecrate soul, body, and spirit to God and purify their thoughts by obedience to the laws of God, they will continually receive a new endowment of physical and mental power, then will there be hard yearning after God and earnest prayer for clear perception to discern. Diligent study is essential and diligent hard work. A well-balanced mind is not usually obtained in the devotion of the physical power to amusement. Physical labor that is combined with mental taxation for usefulness in a discipline in practical life, sweetened always by the reflection that it is qualifying and educating the mind and body better to perform the work of God designed us to do in various lines. The mind thus educated to enjoy physical taxation in practical life becomes enlarged and, through culture and training, well-disciplined and richly furnished for usefulness and acquires a knowledge essential to be a help and blessing to themselves and to others. And this is from the Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 22, 6 to 229. Thank you so much to our listeners. We have now come to the end of our program, and we will visit back again next week, God willing, Tuesday at 11:35 p.m. This is Palifanga Malomi Lilim Puka is saying goodbye for now. God bless you all and have a beautiful week.
A time when I believed in fairy tales, and somehow I still believe that dreams come true. But every time I try to grab a hold of the dream inside of me, it's just beyond. Follow away from me.
take a ride, the good kind of ride, the wanna get lost in space kind of ride. The sun and the moon and the evening tide will disappear below. I got a guide, a good tour guide, the best in the galaxy, bona fide. He's gonna introduce me to alien life, I ain't never coming home. Don't mean a thing. Come on, baby, won't you ride with me on a spaceship? I'll buy us a nice little farm, 1,000 light years south of Mars. I'll give you loving underneath entirely different stars, entirely different stars. The good kind of dream, the never ever want to wake up kind of dream. My home planet, or so it seemed, was healthy and pristine. I woke up with my baby near, looked around and I shed a tear. My home planet that I held dear was ruled by greed and fear. Our little world don't mean a thing. Come on, baby, won't you ride with me on a spaceship? Little farm, 1,000 light years south of Mars. I'll give you loving underneath.